for he knew that the garbage would be towed 20 miles out and dumped into the Atlantic Ocean. "I guess there's nothing I can do about it," he thought hopelessly. "I'll just have to sit here bravely and die like a man. But I wish I didn't have to die with egg on my pants and butter on my cap and gravy on my shirt and orange pulp on my ear and banana peel wrapped around my middle." The thought of death made Stuart sad, and he began to think of his home, and of his father and mother and brother, and of Margalot and Snowbell, and of how he loved them, all but Snowbell, and of what a pleasant place his home was, especially in the early morning with the light just coming in through the curtains and the household stirring and waking. The tears came into his eyes when he realized that he would never see them again. He was still sobbing when a small voice behind him whispered, "Stuart." He looked around through his tears, and there, sitting on a Brussels sprout, was Margalot. "Margalot," cried Stuart, "how did you get here?" "Well," said the bird, "I was looking out the window this morning when you left home, and I happened to see you get dumped into the garbage truck. So I flew out the window and followed the truck, thinking you might need help.